Welcome to The Big Picture with your host, Harrison Newton. Hit the subscribe and share the word.
Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited today because we got a really cool subject. I'm talking wellness with Kaylee. So welcome, Kaylee.
Hello, hello, Harrison.
So you're a bit of a welfare expert. A little bit.
A little bit.
So Kaylee owns her own business, She Walks NZ. So you can search that up on Instagram. And what that is really about is wellness. You go on walks with a group of females, and the whole product is really wellness, you know? So you're a big wellness guru.
I wouldn't say guru, yeah. I'm maybe too young to be a guru. I don't know. What age can you be a guru?
I think you can be at any age. And I guess the thing that excited me when you suggested this topic was I've never really used the word myself, but wellness is quite cool because it's about being in a state of good health, but it's like an actively pursued goal. So wellness is about trying to be more well, you know, and getting into those routines and balancing your life. So it's really cool because it's a really positive thing. You're not just talking about it, you're like,
you're living it.
Yeah, wellness is physical as well as mental.
Yeah, it's not a thing that you need to do. It's a thing that you're doing naturally every day, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And you feel great.
Yeah. So why have you focused on wellness so much?
That's a good question.
What has that been quite a core for you?
It has, yeah. I have come from the hospitality industry, so restaurants and hotels, where probably 10 years ago, everything was about steaks and chips and, you know, it was a different time back then, yeah. And now today, people are, well, science has come out. There's more science that supports, you know, being well and living well.
And what it means to live well. And I guess it has been a growing movement is wellness. And wellness in this modern age where we got all this crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, COVID's a great example for everyone, hey? Like if you have come through COVID and you've been unscathed, or even if you've, you know, had COVID, it should have made everyone more aware of their health and yeah. How important it is. You know, it's the most, it should be your biggest value, you know? You should value your health the most, because without your health, you haven't got anything else.
Exactly. And that's in every format.
Yeah, it's that kind of emotional well-being.
Yeah.
Your physical well-being.
Yeah, and because that's what it is. Wellness, it's like a holistic approach to looking after yourself. And I actually wrote down here the 7 ones they reckon it is. So, you know, you got your physical wellness.
Yeah.
Something that I'm always trying to improve. you got emotional, intellectual, social, spiritual, environmental, and occupational. So wellness is in every area of your life. And you're trying to balance all those different things and get them into a place where you're happy. It's a big job, wellness.
I think it is and it's not. I think there's two ways of looking at things, and often one way people go, they get it wrong, is I think if, so there's, you know, overcomplicating things and thinking, oh wow, I need to be well, you know, emotionally, physically, financially, to have like a fantastic life. And I think that's where people fall down at the first hurdle, because they often don't reach the goals that they've set themselves, and then that's where they go down a bad path. Or I think if you cut that back and keep it really simple, it doesn't have to be hard, simplistic, and you just set yourself small goals and you reach those small goals, and then, you know, you can have bigger goals from those smaller ones, and then you're slowly.
Yeah.
Slowly, slowly making improvements.
Because,
and that's where you can be in a good state.
Exactly. And that's what wellness is. It's like this slow improvement, and you just got to not beat yourself out that you don't conquer it in a day.
Absolutely. Have that chocolate bar if you need it.
Yeah, as long as you're slowly eating less chocolate bars, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's such a journey, wellness. And
it's a journey.
And you got to do it every day. And it's not about, yeah, you can just slowly get better and get better in different areas, because I definitely feel more in my wellness, more controlled in some areas of my life than the others. But you look at ways to improve your wellness in that area.
Yeah, I think we're all trying to still figure it out in some respect. You know, not everyone knows everything there is to know. And there's more and more science coming out in the wellbeing space. So that's real interesting in itself. However, yeah, I think strip it back. Just do what works for you. You know, not one thing works for everyone. Keep it simple and keep it real.
Yeah. Like, why do you think it's been such a growing movement? Like, I really think, like, is this well movement also a product of, like, how hectic our modern lives are getting? And, like, this feeling of always being out of control? Because, like, the juggling people have to do, like, two partners working full-time, trying to buy a house or have, like, there's so much going on and there's so much stress with the property market and everything that people are searching for solutions.
Yeah, it's definitely an outcome of the current state the world is in and the lifestyles we lead. You know, people are getting sicker younger. And that's not reducing.
No, it's crazy.
And so, yeah, we, you know, there's a bunch of people out there that are exploring different methods and exploring how they can, you know, live longer, healthier lifestyles and, yeah, not get sick and die young.
Yeah, but it's almost like wellness is never perfect. Like, you're never perfect with wellness, and that's why I hate it. I'm always dropping a ball somewhere, you know? But I think I got to rearrange it how I look at it, and it's just about dropping less balls, you know? Just
I think it's all about mindset and how you go about, you know, setting that goal for yourself or that challenge. And not taking yourself too seriously either. If you don't make the goal, you know.
Yeah, you can't beat yourself up, because that's the other thing about it. Like, wellness is bringing that balance and sort of looking after yourself too.
Yeah. And don't look at other people for answers. Don't compare yourself to other people. I feel like I think with social media, especially people our age, they could fall into that trap.
What do you mean, compare yourself to other people?
So scrolling through Instagram, for example, and potentially looking at other people and thinking they've got a fantastic life and then reflecting that on yourself.
Mm.
Self-reflection. And that's not good for anyone's well-being, you know. Don't look at other people. You need to look at yourself for your own happiness.
Yeah. And what makes you happy?
Yes. That definitely contributes to you, you know, that emotional well-being.
Yeah.
And being emotionally well.
Wow. 100%.
That's deep. Oh, there's so many aspects to well-being. Yeah, even the financial one's interesting, because people can get so hung up on how much money they have.
Yeah.
You know, that can stress people out.
Their financial well-being is incredible. Like, the number of podcasts about financial well-being in New Zealand is crazy. Like,
Big Dad, Rich Dad, Big Dad, Poor Dad, what's his
name? Yeah, everyone's, but I guess that, again, is a product of our society. Like, everyone's so stressed out with the state of housing and everything that it's built that community of financial wellness, because people are, like, stressed out.
Yeah, it's actually kind of scary. People stress me out when they stress over money. Money isn't everything, hey?
Yeah.
And people are striving for this, like, financial well-being goal, which is, you know, I don't know, how much money is ever enough to make you happy? It's not going to, hey?
Yeah.
I think less money.
Less money.
The happiest people I've ever met in the world on my travels, hands down, are the people in Costa Rica when I was in Costa Rica. And I know they're globally known as happy people, but people in Sri Lanka, and you know, they live in a house that they've built themselves. They have a vegetable garden. They go to the market to get the food. They have a sense of community and they don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they're so happy. Yeah. And it's amazing. And I think we could all take a bit away from that.
I know. Instead of like just the stress, like, but unfortunately our system like is making it hyper and it's actually getting tougher and tougher to come out of that lifestyle.
I think globally we're bursting at our seams.
globally, our seams.
People are bursting at the seams. And I think this is kind of coming back to your original question, where do you think the movements come from? I think the movements come from people, small pockets of people that are fed up with that way of living. And they're like, do you know what? Hell no, I'm going to go and do something different. Or, you know, they've spent hours on Google looking at different ways they can live their life because they're fed up of
this system.
And so they're the people that are sparking it for everyone else. And this is where the trend's coming from.
I know. And I think after this COVID and this wealth disparity that's happened, more people than ever are rethinking what we're doing with our lives. Like, I know a lot of people my age are rethinking their life because their idea of what their life was going to be with a big house is gone. And now it's like what is balance, you know? And I feel like for our generation, it's not all about money as much. Like we want to not be bursting at the seams because that's what it feels like. Everyone's just bursting at the seams at the moment.
Yeah. Everyone that, you know, I speak to, apart from my close friends, definitely not my close friends, but, you know, people that you bump into at work, there, you know, you can just see the stress in their face. And, yeah, it's there's a crisis out there.
Exactly. And it's so sad. It's like, and this is one point that I think about. It's like, we keep thinking we're sick, you know, like we could change and do this, but like looking around at how many friends, families and just people are stressed out, it's like, no, this whole way of living that we're doing is a bit sick and out of balance, do you know?
Yes.
It's not very balanced, always looking for permanent shelter. And like, so like you said, it's sort of slowly starting to spark off around the world. Do you think it will go anywhere, this big wellness movement?
Yeah, for example, look at the veganism movement. It's just gone off. It's grown year on year. What other movements? All the kind of things. Oh, have you heard about the blue zones? They're really cool.
What's the blue zones?
So they're 5 areas of the world where there's with centenarians. I can't even say it.
That's fine, don't worry.
Okay, so there are 5 locations in the world where people live the longest, happiest and healthiest. So they'll die at, say, 101.
Yeah.
But they're still out in their veggie garden every day having a drink of wine at 5 o'clock in the evening. And they're, you know, they're 101, but they're not sick in a hospital bed.
Yeah.
They're dying at a long age and they're happy and they're healthy. So there's, 5 places in the world. Costa Rica, Greece, Japan. I'm going to have to remember them all now. Sardinia and Loma Linda in California. So there's these little pockets
of people who have found a better life balance.
They're living the lifestyle.
Like I read a book, Sapiens, and it almost talked about how we were happier when we were tribespeople than when we became farmers working in the field all day, bringing that wellness back from a community point and stuff like that.
No. What you're hitting on is good. So the other aspect of well-being is social well-being. And yeah, they say, you know, if you've got a good friends and family around you, you are you're happier and you'll live longer. And you've got that support system, you know, for when things aren't okay. You've got someone to call.
Exactly.
Someone to come around, help you out. And that's just as important as the physical well-being and the emotional well-being.
Yeah. So really, we're starting to understand what wellness is. And now as a society, we're trying to work out whether we want to change to fit in with that model. because I agree. When you hear about the current lifestyle of just working really, really hard just to buy a house your whole life, that's not very inspiring, you know?
No, you might not even get there.
Well, this is why I think this well-being movement has taken off, yeah. Is because I feel like that option's been taken away from us, and now all my generation is going like, well, what else can we do now, you know, looking for new ways forwards.
Yeah, I think our parents' generation, hey, the baby boomers. Can we say they're outdated? I don't know. Sorry, mum and dad. But yeah, they had a different dream to us. And I think that's where, you know, the two times are so different. So I think we are now seeing our planet in such despair that we are forward thinking and trying to look for solutions to help our planet. And that's not everyone, but there's small pockets of people out there that are, you know, having those thoughts and putting their ideas out there and voicing their opinions and saying, hey, no, this is not good enough. I don't want to live at this standard, you know? Things need to change.
So do you think things will change?
Yeah, like, absolutely. I think they already are in so many different aspects.
Oh, it's a big job, I think, all the change we got to bring. But like, it has to happen. Yeah. You know, people just seem so stressed out at the moment. I don't get it. Well, I do get it, because no one feels like they're winning from this current system. And we're working longer in New Zealand. And like, the housing pressure is just hectic stress for people. Just hectic. So I guess we've also talked about societal well-being today.
We have, yeah. We've kind of covered all aspects. So, but that's the cool thing about well-being. I think, like you said at the start, it covers all those different aspects. You know, every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
Is well-being can be woven in.
Yeah. And well-being, self-care as well. You're really trying to look after yourself.
Yeah. What do they say? That quote, you can't pour for an empty cup. Absolutely. You have to, looking after yourself is number one.
And your wellness.
If you can't, you know, fill your cup, you can't fill anyone else's.
Wow.
That's really important.
Oh, I think that's an awesome place to wrap up an awesome topic about wellness. So I think we're both still on our journey with wellness. I need to go for a few more runs at the moment. That's my wellness challenge.
Maybe not runs. Think about the walking too.
Yeah, I do love a good
better
walk.
Better for the knees.
I know, the knees are starting to creak a little bit.
Mine do, going downhill, definitely.
I know, it's like a musical. All right, Kaylee, well, thank you for coming on the show again and talking about wellness, because it's definitely something we all need to think about for ourselves. But I think the cool thing about this topic today was actually our societal well-being. So we can work on ourselves, but can we work on how we're doing things at the moment? So I hope you guys took away some cool things from this and get inspired to get into your own wellness. Thanks for listening, and make sure to follow the Instagram at The Big Picture New Zealand. I'm looking forward to getting that up and going, and make sure to click follow, and I'll talk to you very soon.
That was The Big Picture. Hit the subscribe and share the word.